Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I just feel like taking a deep breath right now in the name of Jesus. I'm so thankful and delighted that we're together again on our radio broadcast, you in Radio Land, and the ones that's on the broadcast on today. I give God praise and glory today. I magnify his holy name today. We serve a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I just want to greet everyone in the matchless and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Apostle Ed Deans in his absence, and everyone in their respective places. I am so grateful and so thankful to be in the land of the living on today, that I may study and pray to our God. He's a good God. Right now, we're going to get ready to call our Bible study to order on today. I'm going to do a small, short devotion. We'll have a little song, a little hymn, and reading of the word and a prayer. Let me see, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amen, amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and my meditation on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadows of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. I have just read you from Psalm 63 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come this evening, Father, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, we ask your forgiveness now. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, Father, we ask you to send the fire of God, Lord, to burn it out on tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you today to create in us a clean heart, renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind. Father, we first come asking you to bind up the strong man on tonight. Bind up the strong man, Lord. Bind up the strong man out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Every evil and negative thing, every demonic thing, Lord, we ask you to bind the strong man on tonight and everything that comes with them in the name of Jesus, every seed, everything that comes with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to send them out to back to hell where they come from in the name of Jesus. We ask you to police this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight to cover right now everyone under the sound of my voice in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp angels all around about them to protect them on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to cover our minds tonight and our thoughts. Oh, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, that we may understand your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, hallelujah, I'm asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your people on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, and we praise you tonight. We magnify your name tonight, Lord. We lift your name up. We honor your name, Lord. We holler your name, Lord. We sanctify your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we come right now just thanking you for this Bible class, for this study in the Word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover in the shed blood of Jesus. And I ask all these things, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen, amen. We thank and praise God on this evening. Hallelujah. For he is a good God. He is a loving God. And I thank him today. Hallelujah. I give him praise on today. This may be our last, I said this last week, our last little part on our prophets, on the prophets. And God will give us something else for the Bible study. I don't know what as of yet, because he haven't given me as of yet, but he will. Because we prophets are a peculiar people. Now the Lord said that his people are peculiar people, but prophets really are peculiar people. You know, they're so misunderstood that people think they crazy. A lot of times you be listening to God and they think you be just mind gone or whatever. They don't know. They don't know. Prophets know. We know. Prophets, we look for humility, the poor in spirit. Those who recognize their need for God. Because some folks think God need them. Don't know that they need God. They don't know it. Mine ain't nowhere near that. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 says, blessed or happy to be envied and spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and sanctification in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward condition. So it's blessed are the poor in spirit, the humble, who rate themselves insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So when you can be poor in spirit or just humble, yours is the kingdom of heaven. Prophets grieve. Prophets mourn over what grieves the heart of God. They also walk in comfort of the Holy Ghost. And they do. We know that we have to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit he brings truth. He brings truth when he comes. And what bothers God bother us? It should. Whatever bothers God, it bothers us. Meekness is important to prophets. Meekness is characterized as mild, patience, and long-suffering. That's what you call meekness. Blessed and happy. Blitzen, joyous, spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and sanctification, in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward condition. And it says, blessed are the meek. The meek is the mild, patience, long-suffering, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5 and 5. Now, we have a hunger and thirst for righteousness because when we find out we're doing wrong, then we confess it and turn. We want to be in God's will. We want to do the right thing, even if we're doing wrong, and we turn from it and start doing right. Because when you know to do right, when you know a thing is wrong and you find out it was wrong, you try to right it. You try to turn from it. That's what we have to do. That's exactly what we have to do. I mean, people don't think little bitty things matter. But little bitty things matter. When you run a stop sign, you don't think God watching you. When you rolling over the speed limit, you don't think God watching you. He watches. Any little thing, you know, you want everything. We should be trying to live as perfect of a life as God would allow us to. We're not perfect. Well, we should be striving to get there. We should be striving, trying to live and do what's right before the Lord. We seek after righteousness. Blessed are those who persecute, who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all kind of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in this manner they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how shall it be made salty? It is from then on good for nothing but to be thrown out and to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a basket, but on a candlestick. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. That's what we should be doing. We should be light. And people watch us. They watch us to see just how we're going to do. They watch us to see if our light going to so shine. They do. And I'm telling you, some people, not everybody, they go running, gossiping, running their mouth and all kind of stuff. Some people make stuff up on you. I mean, I mean, you can't please, and we're not trying to please man, but we're trying to please God. If we could just please God, if we can just know what he likes and his will, we don't worry about man. We don't worry about man because God is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the creator of everything. So if we could please him and be in his will, we'll have favor. But we have to stand firmly on the word of God. We have to stand firmly on the things of God. Sometimes it feels like we just in so much and doing so much, but you have to press your way. You have to press your way. Because a lot of times, you know, it's a suffering. It's a suffering. But he say, if you suffer with me, you will reign with me. You know, we have to just stay so prayerful and be thankful. Be thankful. Because it can be so much worse. Be thankful. I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful, and I'm old, but I'm thankful. I'm telling you, I'm grateful to God that he allowed me to live on so I can teach and preach and mentor and pray like I'm going out of my mind. That's what I'll be doing. That verse is applicable to all true believers, but it is especially applicable to prophets. Prophets bring the salt and light to the church and the world. Prophets cannot hide the light that God gives them. We bring light to the house, to the church. We can't hide. People can pick us out of a crowd of folks. And when you up under that blood and up under the glory of God, when you look up, you be just shining, be glowing because you've been with God. You've been in the presence of God. Jesus upheld the law because it was righteous. He fulfilled the law and righteousness of the law. We are now righteous through Christ. Again, the emphasis of the prophet is righteousness. That means justice, right standing with God. We should try to stay in right standing with God. You have to repent 2 or 3 times a day, however many times it takes. But the main thing of it is to repent. Whatever it was, gone on out the door, it disappeared. That's one thing I can say about God. He don't hold on to nothing. If you repent and you sorry you did it, it's gone. He don't hold on to that stuff. We do, but God don't. I'm so glad he's a forgiving God. I am. Motives of the heart. Prophets warned of the consequence of unjustifiable anger, murder, and calling your brother a fool. Prophets deal with the motives of the heart. The motive in much name calling and insult is anger and hatred, which is murder. Read Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 26. These verses are interesting as they show how Jesus, a prophet like unto Moses, view unjustifiable anger. Unjustifiable anger is when you do not have a case, but you still press it. The result of anger can be a court or a trial. The result is that it might backfire on you. Reconciliation is important before it goes that far. The results can be devastating. Lawsuits and stuff, including judgment, imprisonment. This is where unjustifiable anger can lead. Jesus likened it to murder. Some people would make a case out of anything. This is an unrighteous use of the legal system. People use the legal system to destroy others. Prophets try to help us keep our hearts clear level of anger, and I'm telling you, we shouldn't even let it get that far. We just should never let it get that far. We get angry, we better go somewhere and pray. Because, honey, anger can lead to so much stuff. I know, because I used to get angry all the time. I'm telling you. But you had to get to yourself, pray, meditate on that word, let God calm your spirit down, and get moving. Get the moving. Prophets will deal with the issues of their day, which is injustice. Like, divorce was one of the issues of the day when Jesus ministered. The religious system of his day had provided a way for him to divorce their wives, men to divorce their wives for almost any cause. Jesus rebuked them and exposed the real reason for their divorces, lust, adultery, and hardness of heart. The men of Christ's day were simply being cruel toward their mate in putting them away. Prophets will deal with cruelty and hardness of the heart. Well, you know, Satan got an all-out attack against marriages now because he tried to destroy the family. But we have to press our way when it comes. We have to give and take when it comes. Everybody know how to do that. And if you love the Lord, you know that he don't put up with divorce. Unless it's just absolutely necessary and unless he give you the approval. Believe you me. I know that. I was in one for years and couldn't get out until God allowed me to get out. So divorce is nothing fun. It's not fun. It's not fun. It's more issues than divorce, but divorce is a big issue. And here in Michigan, I see them signs all the time say divorce in 24 hours. And all kind of quotes, I be saying, what? It's just, and they got signs everywhere. And then it's so different here. If you get a divorce here, a man has to get a man attorney and a woman has to get a woman attorney. Or they'll turn on you. It's just, I've never, Michigan just got their own set of laws, I'm just telling you. Malachi also dealt with this injustice and called it treachery. This was being committed by the priest in Malachi's days. He says, did he not make them one, having a remnant of the spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. So take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says that he hates divorce. For it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. That's Malachi chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Again, the issue was injustice. Wives were being unfairly treated by their husbands, and it was sanctioned by the religious system of that day. Well, we know, as women of God, that it don't be nothing but the enemy. And so we have to pray and keep ourselves prayed up so the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God will tell us just what to do to keep our husband. Of course, we can't now. The same way, in the same stuff, in the same way, it took the same thing it took to get them, it's the same thing it takes to keep them, and even more. We have to make that sacrifice. We have to. But we know that God is ultimately in control over every situation. I don't care what you're doing in a marriage. I don't care what has happened. God can fix it if you allow him to. If you will allow him to, he can fix it. Because he hates and despises divorce. But sometimes we have to do that. I'm not ashamed of what I did. I'm not. God allowed me to do that. Because I for sure wasn't going to do it. But I probably wouldn't be on this radio broadcast today if I had not. So thanks be to God that I received what he said. Then it was confirmed, and I received again. I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God. But it's not something that you have a license to do whenever you think you feel like divorcing. That's not good. That's an injustice to the wives. But, of course, like you said, wives, you have to keep yourself looking up to par. You have to keep yourself looking good. Because another sister come by and get your husband's attention because you got rollers in your head at the grocery store. Now, they probably ain't wear rollers, but I'm just saying. Or you got what's called them caps? Whatever kind of caps, them sleeping caps on your head at the grocery store. My granddaughter was telling me, because I sleep in one, she said it was a thought or something. And I said, what's a thought? And she was trying to tell me what a thought is. So I was like, okay, just hold it. I'm not going to the grocery store. And sure enough, one day I did see a young lady. She had on some nice looking clothes. And you can't tell she was from the hood, but she had some nice looking clothes on. But she had a thought on a cap, one of them caps on her head. And I said, well, why don't she didn't just comb my hair? I know she got some, but she didn't. So we can't go around looking like that, or with a comb stuck in the back of our head, or just looking real crazy. You can't do that. You can't do that. I'm telling you. A man is a man, white, black, Indian, Mexican, Latino, whatever. They mean it. Believe me. Prophets on the run. It's in Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, get up and go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it, because their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah got up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. A lot of times we run from what God has for us to do. Are you a prophet on the run? Are you running away from your assignment to speak the word of the Lord? Are you running from the presence of the Lord? Are you hiding? You can run, but you sure can't hide from God. You can run, but everywhere you are, he's there. See, the Lord was calling Jonah, but he didn't want to hear it. You would not be the first, and you won't be the last. There are Jonases in every generation. There are prophets running from God today. Don't be a prophet on the run. You have been called to bless your generation. Don't run and hide from the call. Embrace it and obey God today. For those who don't want to speak for the Lord, I pray that his word is in your heart. that's in your heart would be like fire shut up in your bones. You got to let it out. God told Jonah to arise and go to Nineveh. Jonah instead went the other way. And let me tell you, we're all guilty of some of that, because a lot of times we don't even know God be calling us into the prophetic. Because sometimes we think we evangelists, and we still be that. We still have the evangelistic gift and the preaching, the pastors, and all that other, the apostolic gift and stuff. But when God give you the gift of prophecy, he definitely used that gift, because he gives you that word. That's why I was saying I could not understand why when the Lord give these pastors or these prophets a word for you, and they tell you you can get it if you got $100 sitting over there in that land. But if you don't have $100, you can't get your word. When I tell you God is going to get them, God is going to get them. I'm telling you, they're going to be standing before God, and he's going to be asking them about all the stuff that they've done, the deeds that they've done, especially those when you want them to come preaching, you got to send $10,000 before they even say yes. Mm-mm. God is going to get them. And I pray even today that I'll never be that way. Never, ever. Because that word does not belong to us, but it belongs to God. And we cannot prostitute the word of God. We can sell it. It is not for sale because it's not ours. It's not. But we didn't pay it all kind of money for folks to come. Mm-mm. No, that's not what God say do. Now, he was telling Jonah to go do what he had to do, but Jonah didn't want to do it, just like a lot of us. And times are much different and much harder now. So many people going through things right now. A lot of people going through things, I said, because it's a place where God wants us to be. It's a place that he want to push us. That's why I got the retreat going on. I'm going to be going on next month. Push back to be placed in position. Sometimes we get pushed back, slid back a little bit, so he can get around and put us where he wants us to be. If not, you'll be right in the spot that you was last year, the year before last. But sometimes he has to do things or allow things to happen so you can be pushed back and placed in this other position where he can use you even the more there. But we got to obey God. We got to obey God. We're prophets of God. We got to do just what he say do. Just what he said. Necessity is laid up on us. For though I speak the gospel, I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory for. I'm going to read this out of it. Let me read this. Because I do want you to understand it. Can't keep reading that little Bible right there. I left my Bible in church yesterday. I'm praying that God give my Bible back. It says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge that I abuse not my power in the gospel. We're not supposed to abuse it. We're not supposed to abuse the gift of God. We're not. We have the calling on our life. God called us. He ordained us. But when it gets so that we abuse it, he'll surely take it away. When them pastors said he's the only God or whatever, boss, owner, whatever, that'll hire you and let you keep on working, fire you and let you keep on working. Because he is God. And he can do whatever he want to do. He's the creator and the maker of everything. But when we think we smart, when we think we're getting away with stuff, you know, we may get by, but we will never get away with doing wrong before the Lord. He's going to make you know that you're doing wrong. You're out here telling people, it's just making up stuff, and you're going to have this, and you're going to have, ain't been more hearing from God. But it's flattery and all kind of mess, and God's not pleased with that. He is not pleased with that. So we got to walk like we're walking on eggshells. I'm telling you, God will bless us. He'll make provision for us. He'll do just what he said, every promise that he made us, he'll keep. But we got to do what he said do. We have to be in his will. God has made us some promises, and I'm telling you, he's keeping his end. But we got to keep our end. We got to keep our end. And we can't get too far out there. And that's for sure. We cannot. If you think, and nobody's perfect. If you think, and just let me say this. A lot of times we get lax on our praying. We get lax on our studying and stuff. Believe me, I've done it too. We get burnt out sometimes. I've done it too. I had to pray and ask God, why am I tired and don't want to go in there tonight or in the morning, however. But you have to press your way. You have to press your way. Believe me, I've done it myself. No, not tonight. I ain't getting up. I'm tired. But a lot of times, the enemy will come to discourage you and talk in your ear. You tired anymore. You don't feel like all of this. No. And you'll end up in right in there in the bed. Oh, man, I should have got up. You should have. But again, no one's perfect. Nobody but the Father and the Son. We haven't arrived yet. So we're going to make some mistakes. You know, we're going to make some mistakes, but like I said, repent. Repent. Confess it and repent it. And God don't keep it. It's gone right on away. Prophets have no excuse. He used to wink at man's ignorance, but he's not doing that anymore because he got the word of God. He has this blueprint right here for us to live by. The call to be a prophet can seem intimidating. The prophet's call is a great responsibility. Some prophets come up with excuses, but God does not want to hear them. He doesn't accept excuses. He stops. Jeremiah said, I'm too young. Moses said, I'm not eloquent. God answered them both. And the Lord said to Moses, who has made man's mouth? Or who has made the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord done it? Have not I the Lord? Exodus chapter 4 and 11. But the Lord said unto me, do not say I am a you, for you shall go everywhere that I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. See, in that Old Testament, it's a little different because, hey, he still didn't play in the news, but I'm telling you. And when them prophets came, they had a word in their belly, in their mouth. And when they got to saying that word, folks was getting in their house, shutting their doors. Because it's a warning. We don't stand up and warn people anymore. We don't tell them what thus said the Lord anymore, like in warnings and stuff. But they always got to be getting a house and a car and a boat and a this and a that. No. God made another appeal to Jonah. If you had been running, then you need to repent and turn around. Don't waste another day not doing what God has called you to do. Make a decision today. Obey God. Don't obey your flesh. Don't submit to your fears. Don't be rebellious. Repent before it's too late. Repent like Jonah did. Jonah cried unto the Lord, and God heard him. It is better to say no and then turn around than to say yes and never do it. The scripture, Matthew 21, 28 through 31 says, what do you think? A man have two sons. He came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. Then he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered, I will go, sir, but he didn't go. Which of the two sons did the will of his father? They said, the first. Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes entered the kingdom of God before you. Woo! Oh, my God. Now, that's something. My God. He would say, oh, my God. He said, I will accept them, the prostitutes and the tax collectors, before I accept you, because they're not faking it. They're not faking it. See, some of us be faking it, falsely doing. I was studying yesterday, and it was saying something about a false, if you serving God, it's idolatry is what it is. If you serving another God, it's idolatry. But if you serving God and serving him falsely, it's still idolatry. So anywhere it go, it's idolatry. And that's how they put it. If you serving God falsely and not doing the things or not being obedient and being rebellious, you doing idolatry. So we really have to be careful. Careful. It's different demons that attack prophets. That demon of rejection, self-rejection, fear of rejection, that fear demon, intimidation and discouragement and hurt, witchcraft demon and loneliness, insulation, anger and insecurity, that demon of depression and inferiority and frustration, disappointment and weariness and pride and shyness and lust, confusion, those demons. Jealousy against the prophets and deception, withdraw and burn out. Tiredness and bitterness, unforgiveness and grief and sadness and infirmity. Loose yourself from these spirits. You may not be attacked by them all, but the one that have affected you need to be dealt with. We have to be careful with that. I have prayers and stuff and declarations. I probably decree and declare on Thursday night or Friday night over you all on the radio broadcast and out in radio land to release the prophet in you. I'm going to pray and do declarations, decree and declare over the prophets that be on this radio broadcast on Friday. And he's giving me some decrees and declares to just speak over your life and pray over your life with. God is a good God. He's a good God. And I thank him on tonight. I got some decrees and declares to do over you all. And we want to keep our sisters and brothers in prayer of the end time men and women of war, and even those that's in other ministries. We need to keep the people, the children of God, prayed for. But we need to pray for each other in the end time men and women of war. I'm so encouraged, believe me. I'm very encouraged, but we just need to keep lifting each other up. We need to keep praying for each other. We just need to keep praying for each other. Keep them lifted up and pray for Apostle Dean as well. Pray for him and myself. We need to keep each other lifted up, and I'm not going to prolong the hour. And I pray and hope that everyone have understood some of this stuff about themselves, about prophets. You know, this was a good blessing for us, because believe me, when they say prophets are more so a loner and by themselves, when I tell you they are, they are. They are. And we get used to it. We don't want to be around a whole lot of people. I mean, we can fit in a crowd for a day or two, but after that, we want to get somewhere where it's quiet, and seek the Lord and meditate on him and stuff like that. So God is a good God. Like I said, I'm not going to prolong the time. Does anyone have anything to say about the lesson that we've had over this, I guess, maybe 2 months? I don't know how long it's been, but it's been a while. And I didn't know if anyone had anything to say, or did they understand, or is there any questions or anything, because we're done with that. I'm just on Friday, I'm going to do some decree and declare and pray some blessings over you as prophet. Amen. So we're going to get ready to get off. I'm going to pray and just close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your word, Father. We thank you for teaching us, Holy Ghost. We thank you for opening up our understanding on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift come from you, Lord. We thank you as being prophets, Father, how you teach us, how you lead us and guide us. We just thank you on tonight, Lord. I ask you now to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them all covered in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Bless those in radio land and their families. Bless those on this line and their families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless Apostle Dean. Bless the end time men and women of war, global ministry. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen. And thank God you all are dismissed. God loves you, and I love you too. I love you too. Y'all know I'm country. That's all right. I love y'all too. Amen. Y'all have a good night.